And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. You know, we talk about investing in single family rental houses and in apartments and multifamily properties because residential real estate is a great, great way to create cash flow and build wealth. But I get this question from you a lot in the email. Do I need to have a lot of cash? Do you have to start with a ton of wealth to get into this space? No, you do not. In fact, my guest today, I'm joined by a guest, was pretty much, Gino, you can correct me, but I'd say upside down when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and you've become a true success story now. In fact, you've presented a few times at our case studies, and I thank you for coming on the air today to share with our listeners as well. So you're going to hear Gino's story, and without further ado, Gino, let's just get into it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and thanks for joining me. You know, we saw each other recently at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That is several days of overload. Have you had a chance to unwind and relax?
I have. I've just, just going over everything in my mind, what I took in from the expo. I mean, you know, doing the bus tours this year, I've done bus tours before, you know, previously at the other expos, but it was something about this year. You know, Dale was on one of the buses. He was like, you know, I've gone over cap rates over and over and over again, and that person just doesn't get it. But to this time, I was that one he was talking about. I finally figured it out. Got it. It took me a while, but I got it.
Very good. Repetition is the mother of all learning. So, hey, sometimes you have to repeat these things. For the listener, maybe new to the program, new to Gino, why don't you give us a little bit of your background, when you started thinking about investing in real estate, how you found Lifestyles, all that good stuff.
Okay. The funny thing about it, Andy, a friend of mine and I, we had always talked about real estate investing for years and years and years. And I was one of those Carlton Sheets guys, and I probably did every infomercial, every platform that came out, from Robert Kiyosaki to Donald Trump, you name it. I went to all those deals. And everyone I went to, I figured out that I was like, you know, I really wasn't learning what I needed to learn to really get into it. And so, you know, I worked for Dallas Independent School District years ago in the custodial department. So, you know, I just cleaned buildings and stuff like that and figured that I wanted something more out of life. And so after so many years, I moved into the HVAC division. And after that, even in that, it's like, man, I'm working myself to the bone. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get into real estate investing because, you know, you hear about all these stories. These people are just doing so fantastic and making all this money. And so a friend of mine told me about Lifestyles back in, it was a long time ago, don't laugh at me, it was like 2013.
Okay.
And so, you know, I come out and, you know, I listen to it and I'm just kind of like everybody else. I'm like, I don't know, this and that, you know. So, I joined up the FFP membership, stayed a while, listened, left a while, came back, left, came back, and played that game for some years.
You were a skeptic, then, right?
Yeah, I was kind of skeptical about it. But then at the same time, I was in a lot of debt. And also, my credit wasn't the greatest. You know what I mean? So I was in a pretty bad situation.
So when I opened the show and said upside down, that was not incorrect.
No, you were right.
Okay.
You were right. I was really upside down. To be honest, you know, I was probably upside down by 20, 25K.
Okay.
And, you know, I was not in a good situation. And I felt like life for me, it was just, you know, I was like, what can I do, you know, to get out of this? And so, you know, one day I was at a case study and David Fisher was talking about, well, you know, if you don't have the money to invest, get a job. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, hey, I've got a job, but you know what? I was like, man, so I went home and it just bothered me because everybody was just moving forward and I felt like I was getting left behind. I was like, you know what? I'll get a second job. And mm-hmm. so I worked two full-time jobs for 2 years. So it was like, you know, I would come to work for Dallas ISD at 6:30 in the morning, work to 3:30. I would literally sit here at my desk in my chair for a couple hours, close my eyes, and then get up, go to the other job at 6 at night, work overnight, get off at 6 in the morning, and was back at DISD at 6:30.
Doing whatever it takes, yeah.
Whatever it takes. And, that, you know, that's my saying, you know, it's whatever it takes in life. Whatever it takes, you got to do it to make it happen.
So you started out upside down. You had that debt. You know, Dell, he has this picture that he describes sometimes of the people down in the hole, the debt hole. They get themselves dug out, and then they start to climb the mountain with Dell. That's the mountain of wealth building and the cash flow that we talk about. How long did it take you to get that debt under control, to get to a point where you could do the real estate investing?
It took me about 2 years.
2 years.
Of doing that. And I just worked and worked and saved and paid stuff off. And, you know, I was paying stuff off in bulk. So after I got to that point, I started saving some money and got to a point to where I could actually do something. I was talking to David Fisher at a case study, and he was like, well, why don't you do, you know, just buy a duplex, triplex, fourplex, something like that, live on one side, rent out the other, and there you go. So I got to checking into it. And so Michonne Childers, she was a lifestyles realtor, found this duplex in Arlington, Texas. And, you know, she called me and asked me if I would be interested in it. And I said, yes, of course. So we went down the road. We put everything in. So the first time somebody else tried to buy it from under me. And so she called me. She's like, hey, well, somebody else is getting it. And I was like, darn. So I missed out on that one. Then she called me back a day later and said, hey, that person dropped out. Are you still interested? I said, yes, I am. So we're going down the road again to, you know, acquire the property. Then somebody else, some company decides that they want to buy all of them on the block.
Oh, no.
So I'm out of luck again. And so all of a sudden she calls me back a couple of days later. Hey, you're not going to believe this. They fell out, too. And so the owner will only sell this property to you. Do you want it? And I said, oh, goodness, yes. Let me have it. And that's how I got into that.
And what's interesting in particular, I think, is what did it cost you to get into that duplex?
Okay. So to buy this property, I used FHA loan, you know, 3.5% down. And so, you know, I had a little money saved up. So, but I found out something that the Texas State Affordable Housing Corporation, since it was my first property and I was going to live in one side and rent out the other, they paid for my closing costs and down payment as long as I retained the property for 3 years. So the only thing I paid was an inspection and an appraisal. I came out of pocket on about $750 to get the whole property.
One duplex, $750. Amazing.
$750.
And there are a couple of key moving parts here. And just for the listener, you've mentioned David Fisher a few times. David Fisher is one of our life changers, and that's a designation we give these guys that go out and teach our two-day financial freedom seminar. It's basically 2 days just chock full of information, like information you're hearing right now from Gino, but much, much more, talking about single family and apartments. But what David was describing, and a common term in the industry, is it's house hacking, and basically because you lived in one side, that's why you were able to get an FHA loan. I, as an investor, when I go out and buy a single family house to hold as a rental, I cannot get an FHA. That's only for owner occupants. And boy, there's some tools available for those that want to give that a go. How was that living next to your resident for a handful of years?
Actually, it was okay. But I forgot to mention one other thing. Upon acquiring the property, so the property needed a roof, right? And so Michonne went back to the seller and asked him, she was like, you know, hey, you know, it needs a roof. Will you knock $10,000 off the price of this house or this duplex? He was like, sure, I'll knock $10,000 off and I'll also put you a brand new roof on there. So I got a free roof and $10,000 knocked off of the price of the property.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You got to ask for these things. If you don't ask, you'll never get them. But wow. So, I mean, this is magic. This is great information. I wish I had understood this years ago. It would have helped us as well. But $750 to get a duplex. For listeners that are a little bit farther down the road, you know it is hard to get into duplexes, triplexes, and quads these days. Now, the stipulation from the Texas grant basically said hold it for 3 years. If you hold it for 3 years, are you then resolved of that down payment? You didn't have to pay that back, right?
No. So they sent me an actual letter actually relieving me of all obligations from the state of Texas. You know, so after that 3 year term, you don't have to pay a dime of that back. But you just, you know, it's an excellent way to get into real estate investing. If you just don't have anything, I would highly recommend doing it that way.
Yeah, look around and whether that particular grant that you mentioned still exists in that form, it may not, but there are always, you know, our government tries to push home ownership. That's the American dream. So they put a lot of programs together. So there's probably something out there that you can take advantage of. And it's helpful to talk to guys like Gino, David Fisher, right, going out to the 2-day. By the way, I think you were telling me during the break, Gino, you're planning to head out to the 2-day yourself possibly here in the near term. Is that right?
Yes. The 2-day that's coming up, I think David Fisher is doing it on the 31st and the 1st of this month. And I'm planning on attending. I met a guy at the expo, and he was, you know, talking to David Fisher. And we just all got to talking. So David referred him to me. And so I was telling him about what I had just done with the duplex, and he really wants to do it. So I told him that I would show up for the 2-day, and we'll sit down and talk about it, and I'll bring my documents and everything and show him exactly how this was done.
I love it. I love it. Gino, you've done the case study twice. You're now on the radio. This is what our members do. We give back. We help others. This is really the power of networking. That gentleman or lady, whoever it was you were talking to at the expo, I bet they're really glad they went. This is why we go to these networking events. And if you want to learn more, here's what I'm going to tell you. Text the keyword radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. You'll get a link that talks about our financial freedom program. You have to join that. Gino, you mentioned the FFP program earlier. That's our financial freedom program, basic membership. But that's what you become a member of and then go to the 2-day. Again, day one, 8 hours, single family. Day two, 8 hours, apartments. You're going to learn a ton. And hey, guys like Gino will be there. And here we're talking Dallas-Fort Worth. Gino, you're in my area. You mentioned duplex in Arlington. You and I both sit in Dallas-Fort Worth, but we do these 2 days across the nation. Now, when did you sell the duplex? Whenabouts was this?
So what I did after holding the property for about a year, I renovated the property and charged, let me see, the rent. In that area, one lady, she was paying, $825 a month, if I remember. So kicked everybody out, I'm sorry. Renovated the property and charged $1,590 per side.
Wow.
And I was able to cash flow $1,100 a month off of that property.
Whoa. But, so you were more than paying your mortgage on that thing, I would think, with that kind of cash flow.
Yes, I was. And I'm telling you, there were some really strange things that happened. So I got to tell you about this, Andy. So, you know, I had a pinhole leak in a pipe in the wall, and it was, you know, spraying a little water. So one of my residents, you know, she called me and told me about it. So I sent a guy out there. They had to cut into the wall to repair that. And so, you know, I wasn't thinking about anything like that. I was just going to pay him out of pocket to fix it. Maybe, $1,000 to fix it.
Oh, quick, hey, to the listener, if Gino's scaring you with this pinhole leak, I think there's going to be a big rainbow at the end. So stick around through the break. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Create creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by a wonderful guest. I'm joined by Gino. Gino and I got to talk at the expo. I've seen him around Lifestyles for a long time, and he's sharing a lot of great information. We've got more to come. And Gino, you mentioned the two-day that's going to be coming up at the end of this month. I'm going to throw out that code one more time for the listener. You can text the keyword radio to 88007 if you're interested in learning more about what we do, becoming a Financial Freedom Program member, and going to the two-day. Gino, hey, you'll be there. It's always a great place to go to meet, to network, and to learn some of the great tips that you learned by being in attendance at these things as well. Now, we were just telling the listener, you had a pinhole prick, right? Tiny little hole in probably your copper line somewhere. Water's coming out, right? You can get it fixed for $500 to $1,000, but you went ahead and dipped your toe into the insurance claim world. How did that go? Where did that go?
The insurance, after they came out and looked at everything, they looked at both sides. I was like, and I was trying to be honest. I was trying to tell them, look, only $500,000 probably to fix this. Listen, after a couple of days, they sent me a check for $22,000. And I was pretty amazed.
So had you already rehabbed both sides, or you had already, right?
I had already rehabbed both sides.
So that's gravy. That's gravy. Put that in the bank. Save that for the next project. Now, to the listener, do you always want to file a claim? No, you need to weigh this. Always talk with your insurance agent or your broker first, just to be sure what are the downstream ramifications. But yeah, so I mean, Gino, we were talking over the break. It's insane what the insurance companies will pay out. $500 to $1,000 fix, $22K in your pocket. Bam, that's another win. And you went on to sell this duplex at some point, right? What did you? When did that happen?
I sold the duplex. I can't remember when that was. I sold that thing. But, you know, I wound up selling the duplex, and I actually pocketed about $46,000 on the sale. So Danny Gentry sold the property for me. I'm sorry, it was last September. I sold it last September.
Okay, and Danny's one of our realty team up here in Dallas for the listener. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So Danny comes out, puts a sign in the yard, sold the same day.
Yeah, duplex, triplex, quad, like I said, hard to come by, very much in demand if you can get your hands on one. You know, a lot of people, Gino, think it's a little bit harder to move those because who are you selling it to? Typically investors, but one day turnaround, bam, great stuff. What did you do with the proceeds?
Took the proceeds and bought a nice little single family property in San Antonio, Texas.
Wait, San Antonio, Texas. You're up here in Dallas-Fort Worth like I am, right?
Correct.
That's what, 4 or 5 hours away, depending on how fast you drive and how the traffic is. How did you do that? How did you find this property? How did you even feel comfortable doing something like that?
Well, I used Lifestyles Realty again. I used Lester Valenzuela down in San Antonio. He's one of the realtors for Lifestyles. And he sent that to me on an email blast. And I got the blast, responded with an interest in it, and one thing led to another, and that's how I found it.
Yeah, and for the listener, as a member, I get these blasts as well. If you ever hear me reading off numbers for a property that I've gotten from one of the realty team here in Dallas, down in San Antonio, in Houston, over in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Knoxville, I see them in Georgia, all over the place. These are the realty team that are putting those out, and I see it, Gino sees it, so there are other members looking at this as well. And they give us kind of an upper-level view, Gino, of what opportunity we see there. And then you have to figure out from there, do your due diligence. Did you see it before buying, or how did that go down?
He sent me pictures of it online. He just sent me an email of all the pictures of it. And I looked at it, and I just trusted, you know, the Lifestyles way. And I trusted, you know, our realtors. And I just pull the trigger on it.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You know, like I said, looking at houses in Chattanooga, I will not be driving out there to walk the property, right, prior to putting in an offer. So just pictures. Sometimes we'll get video. You know, I like to see both if I can. Did you send out an inspector? Did you do a level of due diligence prior to closing on the property?
Did send someone out to look at the property. I found a general contractor to work it through our vendor list also down in that area. And so I actually did want to meet who I was working with as far as the GC. You know, I just wanted to put eyes to face. And so I'm just kind of like that. I just like to see who I'm working with. And I just went down there that one time, and that was it. I never went back until he finished, and to put a sign in the yard after the rehab was done. Soon as I put the hammer on that sign, this lady was driving by. She was like, "Sir, is that property for lease?" I'm like, well, yes, it is. She was like, "I want it." And so I talked to her for a sec. She drives off. The lady next door comes out. She's like, "Nope, I want this for my daughter." And she took the sign.
No way.
And she did. She took my sign. I want my sign back.
So I really have to underscore this because I think it's a common fear for people that have never done this. One of the big fears they have is, well, we'll not be able to lease my property. I'm not going to get it leased. I'll never find a good resident. They're just knocking down your, beating down your door and stealing your signs, Gino.
Yes. She took my sign.
So it's leased. You got it moving on. Let's go back to the start, though. And I'm curious, you said you saw the house when you went down to meet the contractor. So you got a good got a good eyes on the before. You got a good eyes on the after. What did it take to get it from what you saw when you walked it the first time to the end product? What did you have to
do? Okay, so I purchased it for about $115K. It needed about $60K in rehab. So this house had to have wiring redone. It had no central AC and heat. It was just, you know, window units. So we added central, you know, heat and AC, you know, ran wiring, did the whole nine yards. I mean, from top to bottom, it had foundation issues. We had to fix that. It was pier and beam, so it wasn't a whole lot on that to get them to level that off. And also, this house, Andy, what I forgot to tell you, my GC pulls up to the house one morning, sees some guys on top of the house. They're tearing the roof off. So he's like, "What are you guys doing?" He's like, "Oh, well, we got a call to tear off the roof." Wait a minute. Who'd you get that from? He's like, "Well, the GC." He's like, "I'm the GC. I didn't tell you guys to do that."
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. So they got to checking their phones. They found out they were at the wrong house.
No way.
Yep.
What happened?
I told them to block those guys in. Don't let them go anywhere. And they blocked them in. So they went and got some new materials and put me a brand new roof on the house. So that's second house I got a new roof on.
You've got a good stroke of luck, I got to say.
I don't know what's going on.
That could have gone all kinds of sideways. But
definitely with me.
So to the listener, don't bank on this happening. All right, this is maybe a one-off situation. But even if that had not happened, what did you say? You bought the house for $115,000, did about $60,000 in rehab. I'm looking at a spreadsheet here that I got. You went in thinking that the market value when you fix it up was about $240,000. Is that where it landed?
The appraisal came back about $248,000.
So it went up. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I think the key number here is looking at total cash out of pocket to do this investment. This was the projected prior to that bonus value that the appraiser got. $17,000 out of pocket. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about right in that market, right there.
So it took you $17,000 to buy a house, and when it was all fixed up, that $17,000 covered the work and drove that value from where you bought it at $115,000 to $240,000. So let's get into some of the nuts and bolts. How did you we have the rehab, you met the contractor. How did you manage the process from here? You weren't driving down every weekend to check on the scope of work and the progress, were you?
No, I was not. So basically what I did, I went on the Lifestyles vendors list, and I knew I needed a GC to take care of that for me. So I found this company called Morin Construction or Morin Contractors. And so I called a guy and, you know, talked to him over the phone briefly. And I did go down there just to, you know, put name to face. And I just wanted to meet him. Yeah. And stuff like that. And that was it. And so after that, he took care of everything. I mean, everything from your permits to foundation to everything in the property. He took care of it all. I didn't have to go down there. He sent me pictures of everything. If he ran across a problem, he would always call and ask me what I wanted to do with this or that and that type of thing. But, you know, he took care of everything. I didn't have to lift a finger.
So you're still working your regular job. You're not having to worry about wasting a bunch of time to manage the process. You have it in good hands.
Exactly. I spoke with him, a couple times, but like I said, he pretty much took care of everything. I didn't have to worry about that or, anything at all.
And I like that because I also, Gino, I've been looking at some stuff in Houston. I go to the vendor marketplace as well because I know these GCs are familiar with the Lifestyles model. I don't have to school them. I don't have to educate them. There have been a few times where I've tried other GCs out in the broader market, and it's never worked out. Their work might have been okay, but I wind up managing the process because they don't really understand exactly what we do, and they maybe don't understand how we finance with hard money and then refinance. This is a deep value add that you bought. I'm assuming you went in with hard money. Is that right?
I use carry with Capital Concepts.
Okay, and they're a hard money lender, and we buy with hard money. It's a construction loan. It's a very short-term loan. Yes, it is high interest. Get over that because you're going to be in it for 2, 3, maybe 4 months. And then what did you do after the construction? You refinanced out into, what did you go for, Fannie Mae or DSCR? What kind of product did you chase down?
Did a regular conventional loan that, came out of our money into conventional. And after that, everything just started working smoothly. I got a resident that lives there now. She's very happy with the property. It's under conventional loan. And I am just in about the next 30, 45 days, I'll be looking for another property.
Very good. And are you self-managing or did you put a property manager into place since it's as far away as it is?
I'm doing my own self-managing. It's like, when Dale tells us to fix everything in that property, he is exactly right. Because if you fix everything, there's nothing to break. And so, you can self-manage this from anywhere in the world easily because, if nothing breaks, you're not going to get those phone calls.
That's exactly right. Best product, best price, yields the best residents who are easier to manage anyhow, and you don't have maintenance. So it's a beautiful thing. And that takes me to a point I want to make on this particular property because, again, I'm looking at your numbers here, very low out of pocket. I mean, to the listener, can you imagine buying a house that's valued when you're done fixing it up at $240,000, but it only costs you $17,000 out of pocket? On top of that, Gino, your equity capture was phenomenal. Now, the projected was $46,000 in additional equity that you've just created by renovating the property, by adding that value back. It actually came in higher when we got that final appraisal. So you've created a lot of wealth. And I think that's interesting. I think this ties into my question here because you did get it rented. Your cash flow is actually a little on the low side. We tend to look for properties that are going to cash flow $200 to $600 net. That's my profit that I keep every month. Yours is a little below that number, but you did it anyhow. What was the vision here? Why did you say, I don't care about that cash flow?
The vision is I work, I still work a job, unfortunately. And make pretty good money, when you're working at HVAC, supervisor of HVAC for, Dallas ISD in Dallas. So I've got a little cash flow going to take care of me now, but what I want was the capital gains in these properties because those capital gains will, get these properties, put all that together and get into multifamily as quickly as possible because my goal is to become an IRO as soon as I possibly can. I want to learn everything there is to know about being an IRO and, as far as, investing passively and stuff like that. But I really want to know how that is done. So I figured if I go into the IRO mode, I'll learn everything there and I'll be great.
Yeah. And just to clarify, IRO stands for, it's an acronym. It's Independent Rental Owner. And that's just a term that we use. It's in the industry to refer to solo owner operators of apartments. They're not syndicators. They're not lead investors like we talk about that bring passive investors along for the ride. It's just Gino buying his own multifamily apartment community on his own, maybe with a partner, but pretty much just independently operating. Hey, great goals. And this is a classic case study, Gino, because you came from a place, as we heard earlier on in the show, of debt. Right. And you had to dig yourself out. And now you're in capital acquisition mode and you're acquiring that capital by buying these properties. Cash flow is a little thinner. But this equity capture, 300%. You have quadrupled your money in this one property. Are you going to go on and wash, rinse and repeat?
I am. I'm going to keep at it. I'm not going to stop. Like I always say, you know, Dale and David, they've created a monster. They have no idea. I will not stop until I reach those goals.
Steelers aside, yes, they have indeed. And, Gino, I mean, yeah, you're hitting it out of the park here. These are great numbers. And to the listener, you know, if you're starting in a place where you feel you're struggling as well, you've heard it today. You really can dig out of that. You absolutely can, but you have to take action. You have to decide, I'm going to do the hard work. And you will reap the rewards like Gino's been describing he has today. Good stuff. So you're not afraid to invest remotely. Any plans? Have you thought about investing out of state, or do you want to keep it within the Texas footprint?
You know what, Andy? I will go anywhere where there's a great – if the numbers are right, I'm there. I'm really not afraid of moving because, using the Lifestyles model, we can invest anywhere. You know, live where you want to live, invest where it makes sense. That's exactly right. And so, I'm not afraid to go anywhere.
And Lifestyles has helped you, has given you the tools to see that vision, to actually handle the process. When we think about multifamily and becoming an IRO, there's a lot of education there. Have you started to dip your toes into the water, do some of the online learning and whatnot as far as the multifamily goes?
I have. I've been really digging into that. And like I said, the expo, the bus tour this time was really, really informative. And, like I was saying, I was having trouble understanding cap rates, but now I get it. And so that was very huge for me.
Cap rates are very important to understand if you're going to be an apartment investor. So, yeah, you just have to keep going back. And that's the beauty. I've mentioned you brought up the Financial Freedom Program at the start of the show. That's good segue into the two-day that we do. And that's the beauty. When you become a member of that FFP program, you can go back to that two-day as many times as you want to. And I think it's a good idea because you probably noticed, Gino, as you grow as an investor, your perspective change, your base education, your experience change. So you absorb the information there. It's basically the same information, but you absorb it differently because your perspective has changed so dramatically. And you mentioned the expo. What, did you have any big takeaways there that you would share with the listener? Cap rates, we got that. What else?
You know what? Just the main thing with me was the networking and meeting new people from different places and hearing their stories. And you know, it's just so inspirational. Just, you know, I had some friends that you know, came out and they really weren't in an area where they can invest right now. But I was like, listen, just come and just be around like-minded people. It's going to change your life, just like it's changed mine. I met some of the greatest people there that have really, really inspired me to move forward.
Very good. And I was going to ask you any advice for the listener. I think that was it right there. Now, the expo has come and gone, but you mentioned two-day is coming up. Do you go out? You go out to the case studies pretty regularly as well, right?
Yeah, I try to catch all the case studies. I know you hear it over and over again, but every time you go, there's going to be something that you missed the last time. I do it all the time. So I just love going, like I said, meeting new people, that type of thing.
Yeah. And to your earlier story about the meeting the new investor at Expo, well, they're going to be piggybacking off of Gino, learning about your duplex process, house hacking, et cetera. So, yeah, you got to get around other people like Gino, like myself, other investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, because they will help carry you forward. So no matter where you're starting, in a ditch or you've got wealth galore, you get around like-minded people and you will grow as well. Gino, thanks so much for sharing today. I think it was very inspirational. I learned some stuff as well. I'm happy to have you again. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.